With Inside the Arts, I'm Scott Pohl. The 1973 Pink Floyd album, The Dark Side of the Moon, is the fourth biggest selling LP of all time. It propelled the band to legendary status, a status that continued through subsequent albums like The Wall and Wish You Were Here. A band that replicates the Pink Floyd songbook is coming to Lansing on Saturday. For Inside the Arts this week, I talked with two members of the band, Echoes of Pink Floyd. Pink Floyd fans know every note and every lyric from The Dark Side of the Moon. The band's musicianship was heavily supported with an array of now famous sound effects like maniacal laughter, alarm clocks, cash registers, and heartbeats. As a youngster, Jim Alfredson would borrow his dad's vinyl records and escape from household hubbub with music. He remembers Dark Side of the Moon and its iconic black cover image of a laser beam shot into a prism as being his first exposure to Pink Floyd.
I'm like, what is this? And I just put it on, put the headphones on, and disappeared for 45 minutes. And that record just took me to a different place. And then I remember finding the next one, which I think was Wish You Were Here, listening to that. I'm like, this is it. I just loved it.
Now a busy keyboardist in Lansing, Alfredson plays and sings with the seven-member band Echoes of Pink Floyd. The group aims to bring a concert experience to audiences who saw Pink Floyd and for those who never got to see the band. Jake Zemla plays a variety of guitars and some percussion with the group.
Everyone in this group is really good with being authentic tonally to what is happening. And if we do any like live variations, they're usually a live variation that they did.
Alfredson describes their plans for this concert this way.
This particular show is more of like greatest hits kind of thing in the first set, and then the second set will be what we call Dark Side of Oz.
Those greatest hits might include Pink Floyd songs like Comfortably Numb. Here's a live performance recorded by Echoes of Pink Floyd.
Happy come, comfortably numb.
As for that second set, you may have heard over the years that if you begin to play Dark Side of the Moon at a precise spot while watching The Wizard of Oz, they unintentionally sync up in an eerie way. Alfredson explains that they've tempo-mapped the entire album to perform live while the audience is also watching a portion of the film.
What that allows us to do is then synchronize that to the Wizard of Oz on the screen, and it plays out exactly as if you were to do it at home, put the record on, drop the needle at the exact spot that you want to make everything synchronized, and it's really, really cool.
Pink Floyd concerts famously employed brilliant laser light shows, so Echoes of Pink Floyd works with experts who recreate those effects. Unlike the tempo mapping of the music, Zemla says the lights are manually operated.
None of it is time-coded or anything like that. It is all done in the moment for what what we're getting.
Alfredson says a friend who saw the band gave him a memorable compliment about how they recreate the Pink Floyd concert experience.
He said, I was sitting there watching the show, and behind me were two women, and they said, this sounds like the record. I said, yes, we've nailed it. That's exactly what we want.
Echoes of Pink Floyd will be at Graywall Hall in Lansing on Saturday. Doors open at 7 p.m. With Inside the Arts, I'm Scott Pohl.